Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. JJ, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. JJ Caffey is the founder and CEO of Order In. It is a remote productivity membership club providing accountability, community, and structure to remote workers. I'm so excited to have you on. JJ, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Thanks everyone for listening. So I live in San Francisco, California, and here during the pandemic, all of my hobbies are canceled. So I hang out in my apartment. You know, we're busy putting together our rooftop deck. I think my only hobby that's not canceled is Settlers of Catan. So I've gotten pretty good. If you ever see me on the app, I'm JJ Loves Sheep on Settlers of Catan, if you want to come wallop me at that. When I am, you know, doing work, which is a lot of my time these days, I am the co-founder and CEO of Order In, and we are a private membership club helping people have structure, community, and support during their remote workday. We really serve the top young professionals in particular who are working remotely. And I do this in part because I actually want to push back against the work trend of people being more isolated than we've ever been, people being kind of lonely. I think a lot of us have this experience that you're sitting in front of a screen to do your work. If you're an information worker, if you're like me and you do your work on a computer, you know, you're sitting in front of a screen all day for longer hours than ever before, and often completely alone. And it's not how human beings were meant to be productive. It's not how we were meant to be happy. And we are trying to really revolutionize that experience.
Yeah, amen. I appreciate that. And I know how dangerous and harmful that loneliness is, and I don't know that we have really accurate information about what's going on right now, other than there's a lot of it going on and just how awful that is. So I appreciate that. Super excited to dig into all this, but before I do that, JJ, tell me about goats. Tell me about goats.
About goats. Okay, let's see. About goats. Well, one of my co-founders lives on a farm. I think it's our dream for myself as well. If you check out our website, and this isn't even like a, you know, oh, come look at my website, this is so random. But if you look at the website, it's all of the imagery is this farm imagery, these goats and things like that. And my co-founder, she has two goats on her farm. They're named Simon and Jerry. And we are hoping to be offering work from nature programs in the future. Right now, our membership is completely virtual due to the pandemic. But it started as an idea of work from anywhere, work from nature, help people get, you know, get somewhere beautiful and be inspired. And so we're hoping to be on a goat farm. Megan's the one who has a lot of goat fun facts, but I'll share one. We do goat trivia at Order In sometimes. I'll share one. Goats, it's good to have like a guard animal for your goats. And the most traditional choice is a dog, but you can also get like a guard donkey. And I think possibly a guard alpaca for your goat are additional options. So there's a fun goat fact for you.
That's an awesome one. All right. A guard donkey or a guard alpaca. If you take away nothing more than that today, I believe that is of value. So
actionable for everyone, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes. Guard alpaca. Nice. So I've been thinking and talking a lot just over the past couple of weeks about how so many of the traditional structures that we've been operating under and in are being questioned and coming apart, falling down from obviously where and how we work to the Electoral College to education and police departments and all these things. So it's fascinating. I'm just curious, how long have you been working on Order In? It seems like it's obviously very, very timely.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I've been pretty laser focused on future of work. That's the, I guess, the kind of Silicon Valley buzzword for the overall category that we operate in. Future of work issues for the past couple of years. I graduated my MBA from Wharton in 2019, and it was really during my last year of school that I started kind of looking into this from a practical and even slightly academic perspective, alongside, I think, my strong feelings and my gut instincts, particularly about isolation. It's been a journey. The first two versions of this company were for in-person experiences. And, you know, due to world circumstances, we did prioritize the virtual experience, the digital membership. But that's actually been the most popular thing we've put out there for our members and the most helpful. So it's been a journey, but it was not fully reactionary, but we did have to pivot.
Yeah, well, I it's totally fascinating. So, and it seems like it's obviously incredibly timely. So, what do you see? Talk about revolutionizing just American work culture. That's a big statement. But what are sort of the pieces that you're looking and you see these are really the elements that we're most focused on changing.
Absolutely. So there are two really major problems facing professionals and information workers. And I mean, I'm lucky to be in my job at all and to be doing this work. And so I think we should be aware that we're fortunate to maybe even have these problems sometimes, but that doesn't erase the fact that the day-to-day experience of working makes people's entire lives unhappy a lot of the time. So there's two big issues here. The first one is isolation. And even prior to the pandemic, the majority of people actually felt lonely. It's crazy numbers, particularly my generation. I'm a millennial. 72% of millennials feel lonely. 76% of people in Gen Z feel lonely.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's one of the biggest reasons I'm excited to speak to your audience and to get my message out there is I always want to say, you know, if you're out there listening and you feel lonely, you're in the majority. You know, people are going through this, and the pandemic and remote work really only makes that more pronounced. It's really the majority of people right now feel more lonely since this began. And the way that we work exacerbates that. The other doom and gloom, you know, side of it, the other problem is just burnout. The workday has gotten 3 hours longer on average since we all switched to remote work. People feel 20% more anxious, you know, something like 80% of people are experiencing burnout in some capacity. And so what we want to do in terms of revolutionizing the workday, it's really two things. We want people to have their entire day feel characterized by a sense of connection with other people and community support. This idea every day when you get up, people care about you, not just care about your work output, because your team probably already cares about whether you do your work, but cares about you as a human being and how you're doing and what your experience of your work is, and that you have, you know, you feel like you've got a crew who's kind of cheering you on all the time. And then the other half of it, and this is relevant to everyone, I think, who wants to improve themselves. You know, I think the kind of folks who are drawn to enjoying your podcast as much as I do, we're looking to put an end to wasted time and to, you know, all of these. I think especially with the remote workday, I'm guilty of this. You'll check your email, you'll go to the fridge, you'll check your email, you'll do some laundry, you know, you'll start working on something, and then suddenly you have a meeting and you stop working on it, this kind of thing. The way that we work is inefficient, and I'm not the top productivity expert in the world. I really more aggregate the research that we see and put it into practice hands-on. I could finish my workday every day by five if I wanted to. I'm too obsessed with what I do, but the extra time that I get back, that I keep working in the evening, I get to spend doing the things that excite me about being an entrepreneur, you know, being creative, experimenting, connecting with interesting people instead of just trying to slog away. And so those are the big changes we're making for our members.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate all those things. Certainly. Isolation, without question, is a major problem. Burnout was probably a major problem before, but now even more so. The thought that we're working 3 hours more a day, I think it's just thinking about my situation and how much my wife and I are working and all that, I think that's 100% true. And then, yes, we do have a tendency to waste time sometimes, don't we, JJ? So
nice. We're all guilty of it. Yeah. It's no one's fault. Yeah, it's just how we do what we do.
So that all sounds really good. How are you making it happen?
Absolutely. So we have programming throughout the entire day for order and members. And I want to say, I guess, up front that, you know, I'm not just trying to advertise this. We're pretty picky with our membership.
Sure.
So even if it's not right for you to join, you know, these are things that I think anyone could think about and try to apply in their own lives. One of the most popular things we do is we have every day, often twice a day, we'll have lengthy sessions that are about deep work, you know, deep focus sessions that you have to turn your phone off, turn off Slack, close your email, and really focus on getting done maybe the more difficult parts of your work, the things that take that kind of focus. The average person checks email every 6 minutes. So if you think about what can you achieve in a 6 minute in between checking your email, right? And so it's about creating that time and getting buy-in ideally from the people around you that it's okay for you to take that time to really purely focus. And that's just one of the pieces of programming that we do, but that I think people could do by themselves. Oh, I guess actually now we do have public sessions that you don't have to be a member of our club to come to. So anyone could join those a couple times a week if they really wanted. In terms of the loneliness side, I think it's about finding your people. And so for us, for our members, that's often one another. You know, everyone hopefully has their own family and friends. But I think an overlooked area of who your people are those folks who, it's not your family because they don't want to hear about your job. I mean, ideally, you don't want to talk to them too much about your job. You want to experience that family relationship with them and kind of leave work at work. Maybe it's not always your best friends, and it's not your team at work. It's not your colleagues. I mean, they'll keep you company. You'll make friends with them. But it's almost like this other group of people who professionally you have something in common, you can relate, but you could maybe be more vulnerable with those people than you would want to be with your boss or your coworker or your employee. You know, you don't want to say to your boss, I don't feel like working today. I'm having a tough time. You know, you maybe don't want to tell that to your boss. If your coworker is waiting for you to send them something, you maybe don't want to say like, I don't know how to do this, you know, whatever.
Right.
Similarly with your family, you know, you don't want to get into the weeds with them about, you know, oh, this and that of my software is malfunctioning. They're not going to know what you mean. So creating that crew of people, that group in your life who you have things in common with professionally and you're committed to one another's success and you kind of understand what each other are going through, I think that really, really helps.
Yeah, I think that certainly does make a lot of sense. And I see immense value in having that group separate from my actual coworkers that I'm employed by and my family and my personal friends, having that group of people who are still sharing the same values and are committed to doing great work and being a top tier professional, having that sort of network just to be able to probably get help from or just support and just I guess essentially whatever it is that you really need makes all sense in the world. I know that so much of my work and what I focus on is really based on that community, because those connections are really what make us happy. And what you're talking about is how we're not, we are burned out.
Yeah.
and we're disengaged at work. So how has it been received?
Oh gosh, it's nice of you to ask me this one because I get to brag about it. More than 80% of our members say that they're more productive since joining, so that's great. More than 85% say that they're forming genuine friendships among our community, and that's actually the metric that I probably care about more, especially because we're serving a group of people who are highly productive and highly successful already. But the fact that they feel less lonely and that they're making those important connections is great. We're a metrics driven company. I can say, you know, oh, our average virtual event gets a rating of, I think, 9.2 out of 10, you know, people like them. But ultimately, people write to me and they say, this has completely transformed my day, or I got done in 45 minutes, a task that usually takes me 4 hours, or even, you know, I'm no longer anxious when I wake up in the morning and want to go start work. Because I think some of the most driven people, some of the most successful people, are also prone to worrying and feeling self-doubt and feeling, you know, pretty anxious. And so this idea that we can help people feel more excited about their day is a huge impact that I'm really proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 100%. That's immensely valuable. So it's a combination of all these different things. It's helping people have a little bit more structure so that they're more efficient with their work, because for everything you've just talked about, our minds tend to wander. We waste a lot of time bringing that human element, even though it is a virtual thing. What is working from that perspective of really, even though it is virtual, making that kind of that human, that I'm just stumbling through this question. How are you successfully able to incorporate that human element through virtual work or virtual stuff?
Okay, so I think $1 billion question in remote work and the future of work right now is how can you help people form genuine connections with each other purely virtually? How can you create a sense of company culture or maintain it? It's something that we're working on perfecting, but we've already had a decent amount of success. I'll share that my co-founders and I have never met in person.
Oh,
ever
wow.
At all. that was unexpected, and it just kind of worked out that way. Our entire team has never met in person, and so we've managed it internally. You know, we've managed it with our community, and now if you lead a team, we're working on how we can help other companies do this and help folks advocate maybe within their own company to do it better. I think what I'll share is that I think that real sense of companionship and community and culture and really feeling like you matter to someone else, you can't schedule it. I think that's my hottest, shortest answer to it. You can't schedule that feeling. And so now we have, I think, scheduled and regimented ways that we collaborate with other people, with our colleagues. We have scheduled and regimented ways that we socialize. But there's a sense of just kind of proximity to people, just sort of being around them, that we've really lost in the remote world. I think the closest thing we have is maybe Slack, you know, these casual Slack conversations that we have. But those connections happen best in these littler moments where people are just kind of around in these boring, everyday, you know, situations, and that you can share kind of smaller things on your mind. I don't think people create a best friend by being like, I'm only going to share my most important, most interesting thoughts with you. You know, everything I want to share with you has to be important enough to schedule a meeting to talk about it. Like, when you think about it, that's not how people relate to each other.
No.
So it's actually sometimes these, like, you know, we create opportunities for people to encounter one another serendipitously while doing something else with our community. We create opportunities for people to just be ambiently around each other for hours at a time, that these smaller things that you would never want to schedule a meeting for can kind of start to come out and make people feel truly familiar and have that sense of companionship.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It's like, how can we recreate the water cooler or the break room or... Mm-hmm. Out having a cigarette,
or like just the experience of leaning over and being like, you know, oh, you're sitting next to me, I can make an offhanded comment, or you know, oh, look at this dumb thing I found.
Right. Look, I found this cool picture of goats being guarded by an alpaca.
Heck yeah, we share a lot of cute goat photos in my group chat with my co-founders.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's. It's fascinating to me. I can't wait to dig into your community more. So very cool. Well, JJ, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
If you want to accomplish something, don't try to do it completely alone. I think that there is a misperception. We kind of valorize and we see these examples of, you know, this brilliant lone genius entrepreneur or artist or whatever it might be who's coming out of a cave, right, and has created this thing completely alone. I think that's a myth. The most successful people have other successful people around them. They surround themselves with people who inspire them and excite them and can challenge them. And even if something's, you know, not, if someone's not helping you in a hands-on way, you can still have help from them by sharing what you're working on, sharing that you're working on it. I think a couple of quick versions of this tip are that if you really want to do something, I would say you've got two options to make yourself do it. The first one is to tell people whose opinions you really value that you're going to do it, because then you're stuck. Then you kind of have to. But the other one is, so we use a lot of behavioral economics behind the scenes at Orderin, and there's a concept called advocacy bias, which is basically that we don't want to be hypocrites. So if you want to do something yourself, if you want to start a daily meditation practice, or you want to, you know, get to inbox zero, whatever it might be, telling other people that they should do it, or how they can do it, and supporting them in doing it, well, then you don't want to be this person who told other people to do this thing that you're not doing. So those are, I guess, two quick ways to make sure that you do what you intend to do.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
JJ, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and where can they learn more about Orderin?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, you can check out orderinclub.com if you'd like to apply for membership. But we also put out blog posts, resources, free open working sessions from the company for people who aren't members. You can probably follow our Instagram. Orderinclub is the best way to find out about that. In terms of connecting with me personally, I'm on Twitter at JJ Caffey. This is my burning passion, so I'm always happy to connect and to chat about it.
Awesome. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show JJ your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to orderinclub.com and check out all the great resources, read the blog, take advantage of everything that they are offering. You can follow them on Instagram as well, and you can find JJ on Twitter. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, JJ.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.